Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemist, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer. Once again, I'm joined by Don Goldberg and Sam Forbes.
And that announcer, I think, gave the wrong number, Arnie.
Oh, right. The phone number in the studio just for today is 1-800-544-7070. And it's, we do take phone calls, and we take them about vitamins, nutrients, herbs, homeopathic remedies, anything related to nutrition. We'd be glad to try and answer the questions for you. You know, Don, you know, as you know, I've been away, and I got a little thing in my... I received an email from JAMA. You know, they email me every week the highlights of their articles.
So they ask you what they should talk about in the next issue?
There you go. Okay. Anyway, one article, you know, caught my attention. It says fracture prevention with vitamin D supplementation. And the end all is oral vitamin D supplementation between 700 to 800 IUs a day appears to reduce any non-vertebral fractures in ambulatory or institutionalized elderly persons. An oral vitamin D dose of 400 units is not sufficient for fracture prevention.
So practical.
I think you're fracturing the...
Yeah, so it was...
Well, that's what we've been saying all along.
Yep, that's what we've been saying all along. Don't be worried about vitamin D.
Right.
Take a little more. 700 to 800 units. So, which means, you know, if you get 1,000 units, that's fine too. You know, and 400, if you know, as far as this meta-analysis they did, it didn't seem to be enough for fracture prevention. So, just passing that along. Okay, those of you who are on the phones, thank you for staying there after the break, and let's say hello to Margaret from Manhattan.
Thank you for taking my call. I have a problem, a question rather, I should say. I just had a stent inserted because I had a heart attack, and I've given many medicines. One of the medicines is Topro XL 100, Plavix 75, Ativan 1 milligram, and HCTZ 25 milligrams. And I have to take Pepcid because I'm developing acid reflux. But my first question is, the doctor just sent me in the mail, I have to take 50,000 units of, funny that you spoke about vitamin D, 50,000 units of Drizzo.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if it's okay to take that with all these things.
Well, number one, Drizzo is, as you know, a high, very high potency of vitamin D. It's given usually once a week or something like that.
I haven't made the prescriptions. I don't know what it says on the prescription.
Yeah, it's usually it's a high dose of vitamin D that you take. You don't take it every day, you know, and it's given, you know, usually for osteoporosis or something like that. So, you know, judging from what you're taking, you know, from a pharmacist's point of view, it doesn't seem that there would be any reason why you couldn't take the drizzle.
Why do you think you shouldn't, or what's your concern?
If you take something, I always get problems. Even the medications I had, my throat was closing up at the beginning when I first took Topro, and I had the cold, my finger cold all the time. I never had that before.
Well, it's very important to communicate any kind of side effect or symptoms to your doctor immediately so that he can make changes in the medication or whatever, determine what to do otherwise.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct, Margaret. You're taking a bunch of medications. Some of which, you know, interact slightly, some don't, and you just need to be watched closely by your doctor. And if it's different doctors giving you different things, make sure that they all know what you're taking. You know, if your cardiologist is giving you a couple of things and your internist is giving you a couple of things, you know, make sure they communicate with each other so that they can coordinate your medications. Thanks for that call, Margaret.
Yeah, just to support what you pointed out, Arnie, you know, while you guys were talking, I looked up on Health Notes, as I mentioned earlier, about vitamin D. And, you know, many researchers, it says, believe that amounts up to 10,000 units per day are safe for the average healthy adult. And they point out that of all the published cases of vitamin D toxicity for which the vitamin D amount is known, only one occurrence took place at a level under 40,000 units per day. So it looks like it's pretty hard to really have a problem with vitamin D from a toxicity standpoint.
Okay, thanks for that, Don. Phone number in the studio, 1-800-544-7070. And next is Elaine from Wayne, New Jersey.
Hello, I have a high cholesterol of 358,
mm-hmm.
and the high density lipoprotein is 118. The triglycerides are 56, but the low density lipoprotein is 229,
mm-hmm.
which is high.
Yep. And you want to know what to do?
Yeah.
Okay, your is what we would probably call a very, very high risk category. Because of, you know, number one, the LDL is extremely high. Your HDL is high, which is definitely good, but it's not going to, it's a separate risk factor. It's a good benefit factor, but it doesn't sort of counteract the fact that your LDL is so high as well. So you need to do something. If you said, you know, because it's so high, I wanted to go on medication, I wouldn't argue with you. You know, if that's the route you wanted to take, if you're asking us what you can do naturally.
Yeah, what I can do naturally.
Well, there's a bunch of supplements that you can do.
I like the Da Vinci Cholesture. I get some good results with it, and the reason why I like it is because it has something called red yeast rice, which is really not that, I guess, not that different than the statin drugs. It's maybe a little bit milder. But it does contain that. It also contains polycosanol from the sugar cane, which is apparently the correct kind. And polycosanols have been shown in studies. The studies were done in Cuba on a type of polycosanol, I think, manufactured there. So it's not the same or at least not the same manufactured polycosanol. Nevertheless, it probably is a very close enough molecule, so it probably does work, in my opinion. But it also contains the beta sitosterols, which are beneficial. As a matter of fact, the FDA has approved, use of beta-sitosterols or plant sterols for cholesterol. As a matter of fact, manufacturers can make the claim that taking beta-sitosterols or plant sterols can be helpful in lowering cholesterol. And it also contains something called gum google, which sort of normalizes your cholesterol. And I believe there's a little bit of artichoke extract in it, which is something that helps move fat out of the liver. So it seems to be a good product. We're getting good results with it. Obviously, as Arnie says, you have a pretty high, your cholesterol is pretty high. So, but if you happen to be, you know, absolutely you don't want to take it, you want to try something else, and you tell your doctor you want to try something for a couple of months as an alternative, you might want to try that. Cholesture.
C-H-O-L-E-S. T-S-U-R-E, made by Da Vinci Lab.
And you got to take three a day.
At least.
At least, you know, if you want to add a little niacin to that.
Yeah. You see, there's good news here. There's a lot of good news for people with high cholesterol, really, these days, because, number one, the statin drugs that you might be recommended to take by your doctor turn out, as drugs go, to be pretty good, okay? In fact, if you read today's paper, you'll probably see that now they even think that the statin drugs may help or prevent breast cancer and so forth. So as drugs go, statin drugs aren't the worst things in the world. But at the same time, there are also many natural things that you can do, perhaps even in conjunction or in addition to the statin drugs that help very significantly. You know, all the things that Sam just mentioned, the phytos, and many companies have mixtures like the Cholestsure from Da Vinci. Jarrow has one called Cholestane that I've been using. I've sort of switched back and forth. I was taking Cholestsure, now I'm trying the Cholestane. So there are many, you can find combinations that are designed for this purpose from most of the reputable companies, so that makes it easy. But you don't have to look for the fancy stuff either. You know, fiber, water-soluble fiber supplements help keep your cholesterol in control. The soy isoflavones, the soy protein will help. Garlic can help, and the best way to approach it is, like Sam was pointing out, utilize a combination of all of these natural measures, perhaps even along with the drugs if the condition's bad enough, and you're going to definitely get results.
I'd like to mention one product called Pro-5 after we get after the next break.
Okay. All right, Elaine, thanks so much for that call. And it is time for a short break. Phone number here in the studio, 1-800-544-7070. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
And this is Sam Forbes.
We'll all be back in just a moment.
Country Life has a new product to help fight osteoporosis. Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D. This unique vegetarian capsule formula combines absorption, convenience, and low cost. In Target Men's, Country Life developed a multiple carrier system that enhances the absorption of calcium. They combine calcium hydroxyapatite, calcium citrate, calcium ricinate, calcium aspartate, and calcium alpha-ketoglutarate. The hydroxyapatite form provides phosphorus as well as calcium, which was shown in a recent study to also increase bone strength. The citrate form is very absorbable, and the lysine and aspartic acid carriers also assist in bone health. Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D vegetarian capsules deliver 1,000 milligrams of calcium, 500 milligrams magnesium, 500 milligrams phosphorus, and 400 IUs of vitamin D in just 4 convenient vegetarian capsules. That's Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D vegetarian capsules from Country Life, available at Wilner Chemist.
In 1947, while the world was discovering junk food, some of us took a different path. We decided being well was more than just not being sick. That what went into our bodies helped determine the wellness in our bodies. And to make that wellness our way of life, we created Solgar Vitamins. Made in small batches for greater freshness, bottled in amber glass for greater protection, tested and retested to ensure their potency and purity. No wonder Solgar is the number one brand of nutritional supplements in leading natural health food stores and considered the gold standard by any standard. So if you're ready to make wellness even more a part of your life, look for the distinctive gold Solgar line in your nearest health food store and ask their nutritional experts about Solgar. They'll tell you wellness has been Solgar's way of life since 1947.
In 1997, something big for women started in a very quiet way. A new brand, Emerita, emerged with a clear and simple vision to develop natural alternatives to women struggling alone with the confusions of menopause. Emerita offers women a new choice, a gentle way to regain their balance as they step off the treadmill of their monthly cycle. Emerita's flagship product, Progest, the original natural progesterone cream, says it all. We focus on progesterone and use only USP progesterone, which is bioidentical to what your body makes. Progest is available in a gentle cream absorbed through the skin. Today, Progest is the first choice of 3 generations of women, and Emerita is the leading women's wellness brand nationwide. But Emerita doesn't stop there. We support menstrual health in younger women and offer products that help all women to greater levels of sexual enjoyment. You can find Emerita products at natural product retailers nationwide, as well as at our website at www.emerita.com. That's E-M-E-R-I-T-A. This is your life. We're simply here to help you live it well.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gotomer along with Don Goldberg and Sam Forbes. And that Emerita commercial, that music almost lulled me into a little soporific stupor.
Exactly.
Soporific stupor.
Yeah.
Let me bring you out of it. Elaine, our last caller, was asking us about cholesterol, and we mentioned a number of products. And I want to mention a product that, you know, we've been carrying for Agulnas for quite a while, and it's called Profide. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, the customers who use it consistently say that it helps lower their cholesterol. We don't talk about it a lot, but it seems to work. The manufacturer that made it had conducted some of their own studies on it, and anecdotally, I get very good feedback from the customers who use it. It's a citrus fiber blend, and it seems to really work.
Yeah, it's a powder, as Sam pointed out. You take about a few tablespoons a day. It has the effect of a fiber. It's a citrus fiber. It used to be grapefruit fiber. Now I think they use fiber from a bunch of citrus.
There may be even some soy fiber in there as well. So good product.
Okay, another one for our armamentarium.
Yeah, the other fiber that I like very much like that is that PGX fiber from the natural factors.
Yeah, also an excellent choice.
But of course, again, the key is any type of a fiber that falls in the category of the water-soluble fibers as opposed to something like, you know, wheat bran, okay? But the water-soluble fibers would be the Abyssinium, mucilage type products, oat bran, guar gum, things
pectins.
Like this, pectins, all of those are the ones that seem to be especially useful in helping to lower cholesterol.
All righty, good point. And who's next? Dorothy from Euless, Long Island.
Good afternoon, all. Excuse me. As an aside, I have the same profile as the previous caller, and I'm definitely going to try the Profide and the cholesterol that you mentioned.
Alrighty.
One thing we didn't mention about taking Profide, that any fiber supplement, you have to start sort of low. You don't want to introduce a lot of fiber in your intestine. It might produce a little bit of gas, but you gradually increase it as instructed on the bottle. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Dorothy.
Okay, now what I called about was that I would really like to know if there is a supplement that could possibly cause blood sugar to elevate. I'm a diabetic taking glucophage, although my last A1Cs were 5. But if I don't take my supplements, and I take many of them, the count is low. But if I take them, I get a reading of about 150 to 160 as opposed to 115, 120 if I don't take the supplements.
What do you take the supplements with?
What do you mean what I take them with? With water.
Ah, okay. That's what I meant. I thought you might be taking juice or something.
Oh, God. As a diabetic, I worry.
Right. Well, what supplements do you take? I mean, tell us.
Oh, believe
a lot,
it.
Huh?
Too numerous to mention.
I don't know. What do you think, guys? Glucose?
No.
I take that, of course.
The only way, what you would want to do is...
Process of elimination.
Yeah. Process of elimination.
Right.
Stop everything and introduce them one at a time.
Oh, my God, that would take me forever because I take so many.
Yeah, do it in groups if you want.
But the only way you're going to get down to,
if it's one supplement or two supplements, the only way you're going to find out is... doing it by that way. I don't know another way to do it.
You know, I can't think of one. Is there any supplement or herb that might do that?
That's what I'm wondering.
Well, you're not telling us what you're taking, so we can't
answer. Well, okay, but the other approach is what is the problem? In other words, if you're taking a whole bunch of healthy things and you're doing good things and the reading is consistently at a higher level, let's say, than it would otherwise be, can you adjust the medications or the other things that you're doing to accommodate that level? Maybe that's the way it should be.
Yeah, I
It's sort of like somebody who's who has a heart condition and the doctor wants to thin the blood, so he gives them the Coumadin, and then they're afraid to take vitamin E because they think that the vitamin E is going to cause a problem, do the same thing that the Coumadin. Well, maybe you don't need as much Coumadin because you can take vitamin E and fish oil.
Right.
You understand what I'm getting at?
I understand.
At?
Well, I'm taking
I mean, I'm not saying that I know for sure the answer, but I'm just proposing that maybe everything's working better because you're taking all of these things, and maybe that's the way it should be.
But I'm getting the higher blood count. I mean, blood sugar.
Well, when
I take the supplements, and then if I skip a day or two, don't take them.
I guess the other possibility is that something might be interfering with the reading, and it may not actually be that the sugar is high, but that the reading might be high. I don't know. You know,
Don, that's a good point, because sometimes, vitamin C can interfere. You know, just something simple like vitamin C can frequently interfere with certain readings like that.
It might be something that people that are more knowledgeable about the particular clinical chemistry involved might be able to answer this better. It's not something that I think we're really experts on, but with a little bit of research, and maybe your doctor, what you might do is ask your doctor about this and ask him how you can go about getting a little bit more information, or maybe he can turn around and ask the laboratory. You know, they must have a database of information. You know, what do you know about the interaction in the test between various vitamins and minerals and herbs and things, and they might be able to look it up and give you an answer.
Just
good,
quickly,
good point.
Sorry, go ahead, Arthur.
Okay, we need to pause for a short break, including the check on traffic. This is Arnie Gatomer along with Don Goldberg and Sam Forbes. We'll be back shortly. But first, if you're looking for a fast way to lose weight, check out the 4-3-2-1 diet from Health from the Sun. The 4-3-2-1 diet is popular in Europe. It contains 10 plant extracts, 4 herbs that burn fat, 3 herbs that cleanse, 2 herbs that purify, and 1 herb to tone and revitalize. You won't find this combination in any other weight loss product. 10 herbs in a convenient liquid dosage for 10 days, the perfect complement to any weight loss program, including low-carb diets. The 4-3-2-1 diet that burns, cleanses, purifies, and tones from Health from the Sun. It's available along with all the other fine Health from the Sun products at Wilner Chemists, a discount price, of course. And now it's time for traffic with Diane De Oliveira.
Thanks, Arnie. Good afternoon, everyone. On the Hudson River, the outbound Holland is 20 minutes inbound. Looks good for both approaches. The outbound Lincoln, 30 minutes from 11th Avenue, 25 minutes into the city. The inbound George Washington Bridge, upper and lower decks, 15 to 20 minutes and heavy across the sand. Outbound, no problems. Westbound Cross Bronx Expressway is heavy from Westchester to Jerome Avenue with an accident on the left shoulder. Eastbound is heavy from the George to the Major Deacon Expressway. Queens, westbound Grand Central Parkway, sluggish from Jackie Robinson Parkway to the LIE and again from LaGuardia Airport to the BQE with a right lane accident. In Suffolk County on the eastbound Southern State Parkway, there's a crash at exit 35 in East Farmingdale. This report brought to you by Acme. It's Acme's 3-day sale through tomorrow only. Use your supercard to get 4 Coke 12 packs for just $5 after mail-in rebate. That's the lowest price in years. Sale ends tomorrow at Acme. I'm Diane De Oliveira with WOR Traffic.
You can count on Jarrow Formulas to bring you the latest in cutting-edge nutritional supplement technology. Jarrow has a new product called Alka 500 that contains acetyl-L-carnitine arginate. This patented molecule provides the benefits of acetyl-L-carnitine and L-arginine all in one highly bioavailable compound. Alka 500 is ideal for anyone with heart disease as it improves blood flow, improves energy, and supports heart function. It is also recommended as a possible treatment for male infertility. Alka 500 from Jarrow Formulas. The benefits of acetyl L-carnitine and arginine combined in one compound. Alka 500 and the entire line of cutting-edge Jarrow Formula products are available at Wilner Chemists, and all are discounted 20% off list price.
We are pleased to let you know that Wilner Chemists now carries Sierrasil. Sierrasil is a naturally occurring mineral composite found only in the High Sierra Mountains, and it contains numerous macro and trace minerals with unique properties. What types of unique properties? Well, Sierrasil has been shown to improve joint mobility and flexibility quickly and effectively. Sierrasil joint formula, which contains the natural Sierra mineral complex alone, or Sierrasil joint plus, which also contains Cascalaw, a new effective way to support joint function. After the recent news about Vioxx and the other joint pain medications, the availability of natural joint support supplements like Sierrasil is all the more important. Be sure to tune in to the Wilner Window on June 12th, when we will interview Carol Simintashi, author of the book Natural Alternatives to Vioxx, Celebrex, and Other Anti-Inflammatory Prescription Drugs.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplements professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gatomer along with Don Goldberg and Sam Forbes. Sam, right before the break, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, Dr. Murray, in his book, Diabetes and Natural Healing, it's an excellent book. I recommend it to anybody who has diabetes. It's very informative. And one of the interesting things that he noted was that not only should one, when they get their blood checked for sugar, it checks the insulin, because type 2 diabetics oftentimes have high insulin levels, which, you know, correlate with the high blood sugar. So that might be something that might be beneficial. Of course, it doesn't resolve why you have high blood sugar, but take a look at your insulin levels as well.
Okay, good point. And the phone number in the studio, if you'd like to join this interesting discussion, 1-800-544-7070. 1-800-544-7070. And who's next?
Oh, honey, I think before you take a phone call,
things. Yeah, thank you.
You're supposed to tell everybody about the big sale now in effect at Wilner Chemist.
Well, you know what? Why don't you tell them about it?
Oh, okay. Since I have before, we do have a big sale now in effect at Wilner Chemist. The sale features discounts up to 40% off list price on full lines of your favorite nutritional and herbal supplements, well over 50 different product lines, in fact. It's quite a sale. And as Sam mentioned during the first hour, you better hurry because I think this is the last week that this sale is going to be in effect. Our new 224-page Wilner Chemist Reference Catalog is also now available. Those of you who are on our mailing list should have already received your copy. It's full of health information and product data. If you haven't received a copy and you'd like to, just call 1-800-633-1106, choose option 3, and leave your name and address. That number again, 1-800-633-1106. Or you can request a copy by visiting our new website, www.wilner.com.
And, of course, you can pick up both the flyer and the catalog at either of our two stores in Manhattan. Our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st Street and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And, of course, the downtown store is at 253 Broadway, and we are near the corner of Murray Street, and that's downtown Manhattan, right across from City Hall. We are Wilner Chemists, a nutritional supplement professional.
And, you know, Arnie, when you were reading the advertisement about the Health from the Sun product, the 4-3-2-1 diet, you know, I mean, when I wrote the copy for that ad, it didn't occur to me how it was going to come across. But as you were reading it, I was very impressed, especially for the New York audience here. You know, when you come to the point where it says it contains 10 pure plant extracts?
Right.
4 herbs that burn fat, 3 herbs that cleanse, 2 herbs that purify, and 1 herb to tone and revitalize.
And it's not even Christmas, folks.
What calendar?
I know.
Christmas or Passover?
Oh, okay.
I think they're probably all related. So,
oh, okay.
So you folks can interpret that poor attempt to put a tune to this thing in any way that you want, okay?
Or you could, that's probably important.
Just to cancel Don's on vacation again.
Yeah. Okay, let's say hello to Marie from Manhattan. Hello, Marie.
Good afternoon. Are there any nutrients or herbs that you would recommend for keeping the Epstein-Barr virus under control, in particular for preventing the replication of the virus?
Okay. Yeah, it would be interesting to try and do that. There's lots of things which seem to work with different types of viruses, but we don't know that they work for, like, Epstein-Barr. You know, there's, of course, lysine. The amino acid lysine, which helps with the basic herpes virus. You know, if you get these cold sores and you take lysine and you have a tendency to get them, the lysine will prevent the replication of that particular virus. Does it work for Epstein-Barr? I don't think anybody really tested it. Well, I'm sure they would have. If it did, they would have found out by now.
I believe it's a retrovirus, or at least it had that type of characteristic. Cardiovascular research has been making something called monolaurin for many years. It's something called lauric acid or lauricide, and there may be some research on it. I'm not sure whether or not it can help. That the doctors, alternative doctors, have been prescribing it for that purpose. Of course, they prescribe a lot of vitamin C and things to support the immune system. The antioxidant glutathione or glutathione precursors are very, very important for your immune system. You have to do everything you can to keep your immune system healthy and strong. That includes, detoxification, proper diet, nutritional support, proper rest, everything you can do to keep your immune system strong. Stress is another factor, so you have to give your body a lot of nutritional support for stress because that depletes the immune system. There is something called gigartina. It's a red marine algae. I've seen some pretty good results with it on that class of virus. Don't know if there probably hasn't been much research on it in terms of the Epstein-Barr. Do you have anything, symptoms like fever, night sweats, or?
No. Would you just spell that? Red marine algae.
Yes, gigartina, gigartina, red marine algae. It seems to be effective against certain types of virus. I think of this class. It may even include it on the label, or they have it there. You may be able to find a website for it. Gigartina. What else? There's probably a few other things.
As you mentioned earlier, the immune support formulas.
Right.
The mushroom formulas, the maitake mushroom.
The good mushroom formula. Maitake mushroom.
The AHCC products.
Very good.
The Empower and things like that.
Right.
In this particular case, I think you guys actually gave the answer, and the answer is we don't have a specific supplement that is targeting that particular virus. What you the best we can suggest and offer is that you do everything possible to strengthen your immune system to enhance the ability of your own body to combat the problem. And all the things that my two colleagues have been mentioning would fall in that category. Good nutrition, of course, all the things that will keep you functioning optimally. You might want to be taking a good acidophilus or a good probiotic supplement on a regular basis. Many of the things we talk about, vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin E, zinc, all of these things will enhance the immune system and are part of your good basic multivitamin, the beta-glucans, things that are in the mushroom extracts, a nice herbal blend, or as Arnie was just getting ready to mention, there are blends available from many of the companies that we talk about, Solgar, Country Life, Source Naturals. They have nice immune-enhancing blends that contain mixtures of all these things. And so, really, you indirectly fight it by enhancing your immune system.
Okay, Marie. Thanks so much for that call. And next we have Thomas. Thomas from New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. I enjoy your show very much. My question is this. I have one main question and a quick question. We can hardly get kava here in Jersey anymore, at least in teabag form. I don't know what the reasons are, but What I'm trying to do, gentlemen, is wean myself off clonopin, clonazepam. It's a benzodiazepine. And I've been having a heck of a time, a bad time. In fact, I haven't been able to do it. And I'm wondering if there's a combination of herbal medicines, et cetera, that I might be able to take to get me off this clonopin, which I've been taking for 4 years now.
Well, I'd like to say that there would be something specific, but there really isn't. It's much too individual a problem. The length of time that you've been on the medication, you know, is significant, and it's not going to be an easy thing to do. I would suggest that you work with someone who's familiar with weaning people off of this type of medication, either the, a psychopharmacologist or somebody like that. So that would be your best bet. Once you start adding things like kava, which, by the way, I wouldn't suggest in tea bag form. If you're going to use kava, I would suggest the standardized extract of the product. But, there's nothing that we could really give you that would do what you want to do. But thanks for that call, Thomas, and good luck. And let's see, next is Linda from Doylestown, Pennsylvania.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. My question is this. I have been diagnosed with anemia, and it was done through a blood test. So I was curious what nutrients or what supplements you think that I should consider taking.
What type of anemia were you diagnosed? Iron deficiency anemia?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, because there is other types. There's folic acid and B12 anemia.
Okay.
Well, obviously, if you're deficient in a nutrient, the only thing that can help you with that deficiency is taking the exact nutrient that you're deficient in.
Okay.
And if it's in case of iron deficiency anemia, it's iron. You have to take iron. There are some other nutrients that support the effect of iron, like vitamin C with every meal. Vitamin C actually helps you absorb iron in the food you eat. But also things like B12 and folic acid and B6 can help support the red blood cell production. But the doctor probably will prescribe iron, and iron does have some side effects in that it causes constipation. We carry a type of iron called gentle iron by Solgar. The only downside to it is, it does not seem to cause constipation. However, it's about half the dose of the typical ferrosulfate, which is about 65 milligrams elemental iron. The Solgar is about 25 milligrams.
Okay.
You're going to have to double up on it. And if the doctor tells you to take, let's say, one ferrosulfate three times a day, that's a lot of gentle iron. That's probably about six a day. So you're going to have to figure this one out. You need iron. There are some nice iron-building formulas, or blood-building formulas we carry. I think Solgar has something called hematenic. It's a combination of iron with B12 and some liver extract. Livers has some good blood building components. So you may want to take a look at those, but it depends on how much more iron you need.
Okay,
so just iron. Make sure you take vitamin C whenever you take the iron. It helps with the absorption, as Sam said.
Okay.
Take a good B complex, or better yet, a good multivitamin formula.
All right.
How's your energy?
Low.
We carry a product. It's an unusual product, but it might be helpful. It's called BioStress. It contains a lot of nutrients that seem to help support energy, absorption of nutrients. It might give you a little bit of boost. And when the guest
gets BioStress with iron, right?
Right.
I don't think it has that, enough to counteract the low iron that Linda has.
Well, so she would,
But that might give her a boost of energy, help her iron levels, along with taking iron supplements.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Linda. Thanks so much for the call. And it's time for another short break. Our phone number here, 1-800-544-7070. This is Arnie Gesommer.
This is Don Goldberg.
And this is Sam Forbes.
We'll all be back in just a moment.
If you were there for the dawning of the age of Aquarius, this message is for you. You can fight the effects of aging by eating right, exercising, and getting some garlic every day. The healing and health-giving properties of garlic are as wonderful as Venus aligning with Mars. And the easiest way to get all of garlic's benefits is with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Natural aging makes organically grown kyolic a true antioxidant. Hospital and university studies show that kyolic aged garlic extract helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels and normal blood pressure while improving circulation. Kyolic even helps build your immune system so you can keep on keeping on. If you'd like a closer look at this independent research on kyolic, check it out on the web at www.kyolic.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract is for people who take their garlic and their health seriously. So look for kyolic. You'll find it where quality natural supplements are sold.
If all you want to hear is rosy marketing hype about the next miracle vitamin pill, you don't want to buy the new book by Don Goldberg and Artie Gitomer, The Best Supplements for Your Health. But if you want the truth about nutritional supplements, then this is the book for you. The Best Supplements for Your Health is a comprehensive guide to choosing and using nutritional and herbal supplements. With insight and brutal honesty, Don and Artie tell you how to achieve optimal health and alleviate various health problems through the proper use of nutritional supplements. With over 400 pages of information and product-specific recommendations, The Best Supplements for Your Health is the perfect practical reference book. For more information, check the website, www.bestsupplementsforyourhealth.com. Looking for the perfect gift? Consider giving The Best Supplements for Your Health. Available at major bookstores, online, from Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and from Wilner Chemists. The Best Supplements for Your Health, a Twin Streams book, from Kensington Publishing.
You can count on Allergy Research Group to bring you the latest in cutting-edge nutritional supplements. One of their new products is Mucolixir. Mucolixir is a DNA-based nutritional supplement utilizing DNA from wild Pacific salmon. One method by which the body attempts to keep the lungs clear of mucus is to mount an immune response against the agents causing the problem. When the attempts to eliminate foreign material fail, excess of DNA can build up from the lice white blood cells, resulting in viscous mucus. The small amount of DNA in Mucolixir is thought to balance mucus levels via a regulatory mechanism. Based on preclinical investigations and clinical trials, Mucolixir appears to support cilia motion and liquefaction and elimination of mucoid substance. Mucolixir from Allergy Research Group in 10 mL proper bottles, now available at Wilner Chemists.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplements professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer here, along with Don Goldberg and Sam Flohr.
And Arnie, I made a mistake. I mentioned the Biostrath with iron. I was confusing that with the Floridex, the iron.
Right.
Okay. I knew.
There was something that had iron
like
in it.
Yeah. Okay.
You were on the right track. You meant well. Okay. Let's say hello to Bob from Rockville Center, Long Island.
Yeah. How are you doing today?
Good. And you? Oops. Did we lose Bob? Okay, well, how about Sandy from Manhattan?
Hello.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi. A recent x-ray showed a moderately enlarged heart, and I'm wondering if there are any supplements that I could take to that.
For an enlarged heart?
Moderately.
Moderately enlarged heart.
I don't know what
heart.
That means, really.
Well, usually, what does that mean, though?
Well, usually you get it's usually a result of high blood pressure. You know, when
which I don't have.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why you have an enlarged heart. So
a big-hearted person, and that's...
There you go.
I'm a big-hearted person.
Yeah, I don't think there's any supplement that's in that area, Sandy. You just need to check with your doctor, and if he didn't tell you that it's a problem, then maybe it's not.
Well, he didn't say anything because there was something else that showed up in the x-ray that he was very concerned about, which I don't know if I can... something that he said is a vascular... shadow. It could be a vascular shadow. It was a spot on the lung, he thinks, but it may just be a vascular shadow.
Right.
So he wants me to take a CAT scan, but I could wait 3 months and then X-ray again and then see if it got bigger.
Well, those are the things.
Have you ever heard of the vascular CAT scan? I guess Dr. Vogel has.
Yeah, these are CAT scans that you know just show the you know the status of your vessels, I guess.
Oh, I really don't know, but I never heard of a vascular shadow that may make it look like a.
Yeah, it's sort of like your something casting a shadow on the X-ray, so it's not really something. It's sort of like you know just a shadow of something else.
Yeah,
Sandra, you know, the problem that we're encountering these days is that they're making all of this progress on these various types of diagnostic tests, okay? They got better X-rays and CAT scans that are more and more accurate and show more and more detail and the MRIs and this is and that's and the full body scans. The problem is that they don't always know what it means when they get all this enhanced stuff. So there's more and more situations like what you're experiencing coming up where they see something and of course they can't turn their back on it because you know they don't want to take the responsibility for missing something that might mean something, but they don't know if it does or not, so you end up having to go back and have them do more tests so they can try and figure out whether it really is something or it's not something. And you know, hopefully that's all that you have to contend with. They just have to rule out that this is either an artifact or it's something to be concerned about. They just don't know yet.
Okay, Sandy. Thanks so much for that call. Okay, why don't we say hello to June from Queens.
Hello, good afternoon, gentlemen. My question is this. I have cholesterol up to 48. I'm going to be using the supplements you just recommended. But I want to start taking fish oils, and I noticed a teaspoon, which is a serving size, contains 25 milligrams of cholesterol. This is the liquid fish oil.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm concerned whether, because I'm definitely probably be taking it two servings. I'm just wondering if I should go ahead and can take it, or because of the cholesterol content and my cholesterol profile, which is 248.
Cholesterol is found naturally in any or just about all foods of animal or fish origin. So you're going to find that cholesterol in any type of non-plant food. The benefits of taking the fish oil will far outweigh the 25 milligrams of cholesterol, which in the scheme of things is a really, really low amount. Okay, so if it's that amount of cholesterol you're concerned about, don't be.
Okay. So two servings would be okay, 50 milligrams?
Two servings would be fine, but once again, you know, you mentioned a teaspoonful.
Yeah, we're just 25 milligrams.
Yeah, no, but you're concentrating on the cholesterol. But I want you to think about the fish oil now. Forget the cholesterol for a second. That's a good dose. A teaspoonful is a good dose of fish oil. I don't know why do you want to take more than that?
Some joint problems that I have as well.
Okay. That's fine. Make sure you take it with food. But don't be concerned about that.
And Arnie, shouldn't she make sure she's taking one of the highly concentrated forms so that she gets as much EPA and DHA per?
Always a good point.
Yeah.
June, what type of fish oil are you looking at?
It's hemp from the sun. It has teaspoon will have 850 EPA and 800 EPA and 560 milligrams DHA.
Wonderful. Okay, good. We just wanted to make sure you were taking a good product, and you are.
If you're taking a lot of fish oil, take a little vitamin E, or take some vitamin E.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, June. Thanks for the call. And let's say hello to Jean from Suffern, New York.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. Thanks for a great show.
Oh, you're very welcome.
I wanted to discuss the medication Bicitra. I take that. I have kidney stones and Crohn's, and I was wondering if that medication depletes any of the vitamins and minerals that I'm taking with my food.
I don't have the listing of vitamin depletions with me, and I'm not familiar with that medication, so I'm not going to be able to answer that for you. But if you give one of the stores a call, you know, sometime, later tomorrow, it's always busy in the morning, so it's tough to get through. But if you call the pharmacy if you need to know, tomorrow or Tuesday, and, they may be able to tell you.
What's the name of the medication again?
Bicitra.
B-I-C-I-T-R-A.
I don't see it listed on in the health notes safety checkers.
I've been taking it for many years. It's an older type of medication.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, we're not familiar with it. So
yeah, but thanks for that call, Gene. All righty, and let's say hello to Charles from Readers, Pennsylvania.
Hello, guys.
Hello, Charles.
Thanks so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm on two. Supplements here for just building up the heart. I understood. One is cholesterol, and the other one is ribose. But I have like heart palpitations. I wonder if those two supplements might aggravate palpitations.
What's the first supplement?
Cholesterol.
What is that?
It helps support healthy blood pressure, all natural. I got the bottle in front of me.
What's in it?
Oh, geez, it has
proprietary
extract blend. Seems to be the most. And holly leaf extract and hawthorn fruit extract.
Well, hawthorn's good for you, good for your heart.
Right.
Ribose is a molecule involved in energy metabolism in cells. I don't think it has it doesn't have an excitability action. It's hard to say. I mean,
I don't know
what holly is, or
I don't know. It's not something. It's not an herb combination that we're familiar with at Wilner's, so you didn't get it there. I don't know that it would aggravate heart palpitations. But
the thing would be to bring it into the store so we can look at the label and try and see what's in it. A proprietary blends, we don't really like that much in the first place because you don't know exactly how much of these things are there. But we'll be happy to take a look at it. It's just not a product we're familiar with.
Okay, Charles? Okay, Charles is gone. All right, thanks for that call.
And he didn't like our answer.
You never know. Okay, all right, we're coming to the end. We have just come to the end of another episode in the ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. We've enjoyed spending this time with you. We hope you enjoyed it and found it informative. Please visit us at either our two stores, 100 Park Avenue, block south of Grand Central, or 253 Broadway, across from City Hall. We'd like to thank Noah and Ira for helping us out this afternoon. We'll be back next Sunday, 2 o'clock. See you then.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gatomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.